Dropshipping had seen growth from the year 2006 when AliExpress started retail shops in the United States. Dropshipping entrepreneurship seems like a really cool startup where you do not even need to spend money. But, lately, with the presence of multiple pros and cons of this industry, you might be drawn to ask some questions. Is dropshipping worth it? People believe that dropshipping is an easy business with no added investment for a startup, but let me tell you one thing. Dropshipping is full of risks and marketing manipulations. Some firms advertise dropshipping as the coolest business in the world. That you get to travel to faraway places, deal big money and so on. But what they hide is not the complete story of dropshipping. People do work from remote areas or travel a lot. But 70% of the time, they are only trying to make a sale. This means it is not a complete online and wonderful job as it seems. There are many pitfalls. Things backfire when you stop absorbing risks. Dropshipping business seems like a great startup, but as soon as it gets bigger, the areas of malfunctions also get stretched. Nowadays, if you really want to get ahead in this dropshipping business, then you need to think ahead in the future. Is dropshipping worth it if you have not considered its pros and cons? Dropshipping may not require extra investments but does require guts to get forward. Let us understand some pros and cons of dropshipping. Pros and cons of dropshipping. Dropshipping is an e-commerce business that entertains the delivery of the product to the consumer. Mainly dropshipping refers to the whole process of retailing where the tradesman does not need to deal with the stock. They only take bookings from the customers and hand their orders to respective merchants. Today the dropshipping business has become one of the most profitable ventures in the world. With the arrival of the COVID-19 pandemic, the dropshipping business has taken a considerable leap. The FMCG market has also seen a big boom during this period. Asking is dropshipping worth it seems pointless. However, if you give a hand in this business, you might relate to what I have said to you earlier. Everything has its pros and cons, and so is dropshipping. So, let us explore them in this article. Pros of dropshipping. Dropshipping business can take you from zero to hero in a matter of months. If you have a clear blueprint ready for the upgrade of your business, then achieving heights in dropshipping is not the tricky part. Let us understand through these advantages listed below, is dropshipping worth it? Low or no startup investment cost. Since you are only responsible for taking orders and delivering them to the buyer, you only have to invest in those two jobs. Managing product stocks would not be your department, and hence you do not have to worry about their warehouse rental costs. The advantage of dropshipping is you never have to store the products yourself. Also, you do not even have to purchase hundreds of products to deliver them to your buyers. You simply have to dispense the list of products to respective merchants or sellers and deliver them to your buyers. Middleman benefits. As a middleman, you earn more when you ship the products to your buyers. There is an obvious enhancement in the product price. And you benefit from the selling price of the product. You are on strong grounds even when you have to buy products from merchants in bulk. Purchasing in bulk reduces the cost price of the products, and you can define a new selling price that will be your profit. Plus, one advantage of dropshipping is that you only have to purchase products when someone places an order. No stress of storage. As you can read on the above lines, there is no stress of storage or warehouse to stock the product beforehand. You will only be responsible for getting the delivery done. So, what do you think, is dropshipping worth it to proceed with? Sell more. When your customer places the order, only then do you have to spend your capital. Dropshipping allows you to deal with the consumer. When you store less and sell more, you unlock the most wonderful advantages of dropshipping. That is, you do not have to take responsibility for the products that did not get sold. It is the gold mine of profit because you only deal with the products that your buyer has already requested to purchase. In this way, you float above as compared to other e-commerce retailers who have stocks. Cons of dropshipping. Is dropshipping worth it without considering the risks it comes with? I guess not. Online sellers are leveraging dropshipping to another level. Nowadays, dropshipping is such a large industry that chances of frauds and malfunctions have made people rethink their beliefs on dropshipping business. Looking at the present-day scenario of many dropshipping companies has raised their concerns. Is dropshipping worth it? Before devouring this question, let us go through some drawbacks of the dropshipping industry. No control on stocks. Dropshipping may relieve you of the headache of managing stocks and storage houses, but it also leaves you strangled and relied upon by those who store products. The success of dropshipping business highly counts on having high quality and professional partners. Without them, you cannot control the process in any way. With the increased rate of dropshipping business competitions, you could not afford to have loose relations with your wholesalers. Since you do not control supply inventory, you have to rely on those who do. So, is dropshipping worth it if your relations with retailers are not good enough? Think about it. Unsatisfactory customer support. There are times when you could run out of stock, and your buyers start to pull out. Or you fail to deliver the exact product that you have promised. In that case, your service will get questioned, and you could face huge losses. You are a middleman. It is quite hard to maintain a personalized approach towards your customers that retailers maintain. You will face many situations where you have to ship orders overseas. And that means more emphasis on quality control. Your management has strong arrangements. Then it is well and good. But is dropshipping worth it if not? The lack of quality management can cost you a customer. There are many loopholes that you have to consider if you want to start your own dropshipping business. Dropshipping is like a Lego pyramid, and if anything goes wrong, then your whole pyramid could fall. That is where you have to be prepared. You got to know that there will be huge losses too if profits exist. No return policy. That is the biggest issue because returns are a common aspect of online shopping. You buy anything online, and it doesn't come out as expected, then returns are the only choice your customers have. But, since you do not control stock inventories, there is a breakage in this customer facility. In such circumstances, you have one thing to opt for, that is including a money-back policy in your customer service protocols. But it also has its own share of drawbacks. Many clever customers can manage to do frauds with your money-back policies. Dropshipping business can lead you to serious issues if you aren't careful. Expensive shipping. Overseas order shippings are expensive, and you have to ensure that it won't cost you more than your profit. Also, managing quality control is hard in such situations. And if your customer is not satisfied with the products, then there will be an unnecessary hassle. Dropshipping business is full of possibilities of growth and profits and possible failures also. Hence, it is required to be prepared for every issue at all costs. Otherwise, it can backfire. And you might find yourself muttering a question: is dropshipping worth it or not? Is it worth it to get a business account when dropshipping? Dropshipping business seems like an unpredictable operation. And such a business should have a professional course of action. Hence, it is preferable to get a business account when dropshipping. As a dealer, you must have separate accounts for your province. Also, having a legitimate online presence will benefit you in trust building on your firm. Your stronger bonds and connections will make your dropshipping business a success. Is dropshipping worth it without a business account? You need to have a separate account to keep track of your dealings for anything that looks like social media or bank. It is always helpful because your province is likely to stay active, so it will be tedious for you to manage them. So, that is why do not hesitate to have a business account for your dropshipping dealings. They will always come in handy. Dropshipping scam, is dropshipping worth it? Dropshipping is a legitimate business, but many scammers use it to do online frauds. Well, let us be straightforward. Dropshipping is a middleman business in the whole e-commerce and retail industry, and the anonymous nature of this middle part makes it quite sketchy. It is easier to be dishonest and fake stuff, because you do not even have to register to the respective organization to start a dropshipping business. According to UnrivaledReview.com, dropshipping is a product fulfillment process. And problems can appear when this process does not get required management. Dropshipping is quite a vulnerable and exposed venture and hence is most eligible for scammers. So, is dropshipping worth it for you? Well, the answer depends. If you have it all figured out, then yes, it is worth it. Read more. Data extraction with Facebook scraper tools, get ready for 2022. Instagram engagement rate calculator, 6 free tools measure and grow. 10 best dropshipping products to sell in 2024. Wrap up. Running a business is not an easy task. And when it is called dropshipping, then it is definitely not easy. You can do several things to kickstart your dropshipping business. I guess we have covered all the risk factors and advantages of the dropshipping business. So, what do you think? Is dropshipping worth it? Well, we left one thing out of the discussion. That is, advertising your dropshipping venture and introducing it to the world. In this era of competition, those who successfully advertise for their brand seem to have better chances of persistence than their competitors. If you want to play big, then go for it. Introduce your dropshipping brand to the world and establish a brand image. You can opt for a competitor intelligence tool to stay ahead of the curve. One such tool is PowerAdSpy. It allows you to keep tabs on your advertisers' advertisements and let you know their next move by decoding their ad strategies for you. PowerAdSpy is an ad intelligence tool with a huge database of ads from 9 platforms. You get to operate PowerAdSpy from more than 15 countries. And research your competitions that are present on any social media platform. PowerAdSpy has integrations with 9 platforms including Facebook, Quora, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Native Ads, Reddit, Google Ads, and AdWords. So, is dropshipping worth it with PowerAdSpy?